540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tenants at hundreds of apartments tied to jail landlord Sam Stair should now have someone new to talk to about rent, repairs, and building issues. Stair, the owner of S2 Real Estate Group, has hired Smart Asset Management to handle its roughly 150 properties while he remains in federal custody. The move comes as prosecutors consider asking a judge to put all of his properties under court control, which would cut off his income from the buildings. Tenants who are unsure about who to pay can contact Smart Asset Management for more. Milwaukee schools are getting extra help as Wisconsin is expanding its reading push. State officials say 15 Milwaukee schools will get literacy coaches under Act 20, part of a statewide effort to improve early reading and help more students read. The program is backed by more than $9 million in state funding and will place 7 full-time coaches in MPS schools starting in July. State leaders say the goal is to give teachers more support as schools try to turn around reading scores. In the most recent data, only about 9% of Milwaukee fourth graders were proficient in grade-level reading expectations. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Police in Milwaukee are looking into 2 shootings that left children hurt, including a fatal case involving a 2-year-old. Investigators say a toddler got access to a gun that was not secured and died after the weapon went off near 34th and Walnut. A 42-year-old man was arrested in that case. A 9-year-old was also shot later in the day Tuesday near 57th and Hadley. Police say the younger child's death is being treated as a child neglect case. The other shooting is still under investigation. Free health services are coming to Milwaukee tomorrow as Ascension, Wisconsin hosts its Medical Mission at Home event. It's for uninsured and vulnerable families. The event is at St. Margaret Mary Elementary starting at 9. People can get primary care exams, pharmacy support, physical therapy, respiratory care, and help connecting with community resources. No insurance or appointment is required, and services will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis. And travel through the Mitchell Interchange is about to get slower with a long weekend closure starting tonight. The DOT says they'll shut down the southbound collector lanes and several ramps in the area while resurfacing work continues. That means drivers going to or from the airport will need to follow alternate routes through Layton, Howell, and College Avenue. State officials say the work is part of that larger Mitchell Interchange improvement project. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A Dane County judge says Wisconsin's Justice Department must turn over the names of all law enforcement officers in the state. The ruling rejects the state's effort to keep the list private. The case centers on whether the public should be able to see who is serving as a police officer and whether that could help spot officers who move from agency to agency after misconduct. State officials said releasing the records could endanger undercover officers and create safety concerns, while the news organizations behind the lawsuit said those fears were too vague. The ruling is being praised by transparency advocates and criticized by police groups. State Senator Andre Jacques will leave his northeastern Wisconsin seat at the end of this term, becoming the latest Republican senator to retire. He has served in the Senate since 2018. And previously spent 4 terms in the Assembly. His exit brings the number of GOP Senate retirements this year to 6. Wisconsin's U.S. senators have come to an agreement. They're sending 2 names to the White House to fill top federal prosecutor jobs in the state. Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson recommended Peter Smyzik for the Eastern District and Chadwick Elgersma for the Western District. The picks came from a bipartisan nominating commission set up to find qualified candidates. Both senators say the nominees have strong experience and should enforce the law fairly. The final decision now rests with President Trump. And the search is on for the next leader of UW-Madison. University officials have named a 23-member committee to help find the school's next chancellor, and leaders say the goal is to pick someone who can build on the university's research, teaching, and public service work. Officials say the new chancellor will need full board approval. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Washington, D.C. tonight, opening a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. The crew able to win their home series with a 13-1 victory over the Diamondbacks yesterday. But more trouble for right-hander Brandon Woodruff, who had to exit the game in the second inning. He couldn't throw a fastball above 86 miles an hour. Usually he's in the mid-90s. Pat Murphy after the game.
We've seen it where he came down, his velocity's down early, and then it climbs. We were waiting to see in the second inning if it climbed, but it was down as low as it's ever been. Maybe some rest. Hopefully, you know, he's solid and there's no injury there. That would be awful. But I think he'll be down for a while. I'm not going to say right now before any of these tests get done or that type of thing, but it seems like something he's going to be able to work through.
NFL, the Packers beginning their rookie minicamp this weekend. The new draft picks and undrafted free agents arriving yesterday in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some of the nicest weather of the week rolling in just in time for the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, a sprinkle or two this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, a little frosty. We'll drop to 33. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50 on Sunday. Partly to mostly cloudy, high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.